Shalom avrach, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Pel Yoids and Oiz Beis and the topic of Beirurim in Shir number 207. The Pel Yoids is addressing the topic of choosing a Dayan. If a person needs to go to a Bez Din, to a court case, and he would choose one judge, the other individual, the litigant, would choose another judge, and then the two judges together would choose a third judge. Toiv lishpoit bein ish bein re'eyu beprat b'mokom she'ein mayir tzedek. He's discussing over here the importance of having emistic judges, dayanim. The first thing to understand is that although there is a discussion of choosing the right judges, the starting point is if one can avoid having to go to a Beis Din, work out the situation out of court, if you will. That is even a better approach. But here, if it gets to that degree where they have to have a din Torah, the Pel Yoyetz is telling us that each person chooses a judge based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin. And of course, the goal, the focus is to be shofet mishpat tzedek, to judge the case in an honest way. The Pel Yoyetz then tells us, "Va'afilu im heim oindim b'svarasim lefidaitam v'nigmar adin l'chayva." L'mishe beiru machmas emtsoi shechriya osur legalus lebaladin. It is forbidden to tell the individual who came out that he has to pay the money or whatever he's guilty for. It's osur to tell him, "Ani mizake oischa." I was the judge that says you were innocent. It is usher to do so, because then the person transgresses the iser of rechilus. One cannot go around and being a talebearer, saying gossip, saying lashon hara, rechilus, and to clear your own name, that he shouldn't look at you like you paskin guilty on him.